In January, President Bush declared the nation was winning the war on terrorism, but a report by the U.S. government says a high probability remains that terrorists from the Al-Qaeda network will attack the United States within the next 2 years with a chemical, biological, or nuclear weapon, calling Al-Qaeda the most immediate and serious terrorism threat facing the United States. This report, submitted to the United Nations, is warning of a high probability that Al-Qaeda sleeper cells in the United States will attack with a weapon of mass destruction sometime within the next 2 years. It points out the FBI has turned up a widespread militant Islamic presence in the United States, with perhaps several hundred members having ties to the terrorist network. U.S. officials say they know Al-Qaeda has been trying to acquire a nuclear or radiological bomb from evidence discovered in compounds in Afghanistan. Andy Oppenheimer is an expert on such weapons at Jane's Information Group in London.
Just looking at their general aptitude, it's definitely not beyond them to acquire the materials.
In the wake of the Afghan war, U.S. officials have declared the Al-Qaeda network to be on the run, especially in light of the capture in March of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, a top deputy to Osama bin Laden and the man considered Al-Qaeda's most skilled operational planner. But since then, there have been more deadly terrorist attacks, including last month's suicide bombing in Saudi Arabia, which killed more than 30 people, 9 of them Americans. And here in the United States, the nationwide terrorist alert has twice been raised from elevated to high, with U.S. intelligence officials pointing to what they call increased chatter or intercepted conversations, suggesting Al-Qaeda cells were actively planning new attacks. Raymond Tanter is a Middle East expert and a former member of the National Security Council.
Since the greatest threat to American security is from the sleeper cells that haven't been identified or detected, it's very difficult thereby to identify and neutralize such an attack.
Terrorism experts point out the Al-Qaeda network has a pattern of planning attacks for years before striking. It's been nearly 2 years since the group was blamed for the September 11th attacks in New York and Washington. This report warns it may now be planning another spectacular attack, concentrating on sites such as shopping centers, supermarkets, and recreational areas.